time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
That would have meant Jacinda Ardern, deputy leader of the Labor Party last week, but now it means the leader of the Labor Party. Hey!
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, leader of the Labor Party of New Zealand.
How are you? What a dramatic week.
What a dramatic week it's been. Last week when we spoke to you, Jacinda, I said, so, up to what's happening this week? And you towed the party line and you told us what...
Literally an hour's notice, literally. Found out on the way from Wellington Airport to Parliament that Andrew had decided to stand down. So had literally an hour to process that news. So it was, yeah, it threw me as much as it probably threw other people.
I was going to say, what was the initial emotion that as soon as you went, okay, and hung up the phone?
You know, I think in situations like that, I don't know if you're like me, you just either... Swing into, you know, camp leader mode. Clipboard comes out.
That's probably a good way of putting it. Yeah. Clipboard comes out. Yep.
Just get on with it. So that's pretty much what happened. Yeah. Because within a couple of hours anyway, we were down in front of the press talking about
a rabid press too, weren't they? Rabid. They wanted to. Ooh, they were ready for. Ooh, but you were ready for them, and they were ready for you. But ooh, you wasted them.
I'd love to see the dynamic of you in one of those rooms. I think it would really change things up.
I don't know if it would.
I think it would.
I think those rabid journalists would sneer at me, I think. But I did think to myself, there's a lot. I mean, when I announced that my girlfriend and I were having a child, people said to me this. They said, "That's a lot of responsibility."
They say it with that tone as
yes,
well.
Yes, they did, like I was 4 years old. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you must have thought that to yourself. Must have thought, here we go. Time to be a super, super big grown-up.
Certainly a lot of responsibility, but I think probably people accept that the moment you walk into Parliament that burden is already on your shoulders. So you've just taken on the biggest of the burdens, but... Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't do the job unless you were willing to kind of step up into the big roles when it was required. So yeah.
Now you stood into the role. You've taken the role on board. You're prepared for the responsibility. You're prepared to put the effort, the extra effort in, and especially with it being so close to a general election, to really pimp the party, as it were, and get things cracking to make a difference. Are all those below you in the Labor Party prepared to put in that extra effort as well? Because if we're going to vote Labor this year, we need to know that the party is all hands to the pump.
I wouldn't describe them as even below me, but beside me, as it were. I mean, even though these are exceptional circumstances, it doesn't mean that we aren't all completely ready to go. You know, we spent 3 years building up to these elections, and one of the issues...
But to be fair, though, the vibe building up to it wasn't as good as it is now.
Yeah, and I think that was what was playing into Andrew's mind, and... I have such respect for Andrew.
Me too. I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for him.
Went through this whole process of just trying to decide what's going to be best for the party, and then walked into a room, resigned, walked into another room and nominated me. I just thought that was extraordinary.
Streets ahead of, and you know, without picking sides, it's streets ahead of just rolling each other like they do in the other team, you know?
Well, it's just, ultimately, I'm hoping that what people see from that, I know it looks like we're, of course, a bunch of self-interested politicians, but we, I know, heaven forbid, but actually, you know, we spend a lot of time just talking about how to be in a position to make a difference for people, worried about, you know, how do we just take the, you know, step back for a minute and look at what's best for you know, the people that we're meant to be serving. So that's what Andrew did. And now it's my job to try and make something of that with the team.
Yes, it is.
It is a big responsibility.
Mm. And one of the first things that came onto your agenda was Matera Turia.
Yes, that did come up pretty much, you know, within what it was Friday by the time that really came to the fore, and an incredibly difficult set of circumstances. And ultimately, I do think Matera made the right call. It was her call. There's lots of debate about
that. Was it her call?
Yeah, of course it was her call. You know, we all make our own decisions, and the only reason I was commenting on that was simply because if we were in government, I would have been asked as Prime Minister to speak to that. Otherwise, those issues.
So what is it? What is it about that about her situation and the, for one of it, I don't, the benefit fraud that we're on. Yeah, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the benefit fraud. The
If we were sitting around a cabinet table, and some of those questions had been raised, and they had accumulated, there's certainly that those would have been circumstances in which it would have become untenable to be able to hold that cabinet spot. You know, regardless of the legitimacy of the issues that Matidia was using her experience to highlight, and I do think she'll probably ultimately want us to come back to that point. What she was raising say about our system and the things that we need to do in government? That still remains a really valid point, but unfortunately, while raising it, she came to be in a really difficult position herself. So, as I say, a really tough call, but I think she made the right one.
And I guess from your position too, this is a critical time to make sure you eliminate any potential weak links.
Well, no, it's I guess more about just demonstrating the way that you're going to do the job. You know, being in a leadership position does mean that you have to make tough calls, and you've just got to follow your instincts and do what you feel is right. And you know, what else have you got at the end of the day? So,
well, you've got a rail line to the airport.
Oh, that too. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's what. Now that you dropped that in the weekend, and it was big news too. You want to get onto it promptly if you become the government. Why is that the biggest the first big major announcement of the new Jacinda Ardern led Labor Party?
First of many, but I hope that gives people a bit of an indication that, you know, that we do think that we've got to make some bold decisions, some big calls. You know, Auckland has this tendency to kind of postpone the important decisions. You know, even look at the way we manage our wastewater and stormwater. It's because we've never put in proper infrastructure. So our view is someone's going to actually stump up and say, no, yes, this is going to take a huge amount of investment. We are going to have to do our bit, you know, things like a regional fuel tax, you know, that is a reality. But look what we get from it. We get our roads, you know, moving more freely. We get options to get around the city. And light rail to the airport is not just about travelling from Wynyard and the city centre through to Dominion Road and the airport. It actually connects every suburb along that route. And we're also talking rail to the North Shore and to the west. So,
is it the sort of thing? You mentioned that possibly a 10 cents regional petrol tax. Is that right?
Well, we would be doing is changing the law, which would allow Auckland Council to collect a regional fuel tax.
I don't want to pay any more money for anything. I just want Auckland to be easier to live in.
Yeah,
says a lot of Aucklanders who are potential Labor voters or not.
Yeah, of course. You know, we do pay in other ways, and that's what I would highlight. I mean, everyone knows that what we've got at the moment is unsustainable and it's getting worse. And then every extra minute you sit in traffic, you're paying for in some other way. And so
I'm gonna get Sarah's viewpoint on when I said that to her just before. Sarah, what did you say to me?
I said, yeah, you pay in other ways. You end up paying, your environment goes down the gurgler. You end up having lots of buildings turned into car parks in the central city. Costs you personally to park your car all day. But you knew this, Jacinda. You didn't even mean to say that.
Well, just you guys are teaching me, Sarah. You're teaching me.
Same things.
I guess.
But not to mention time. I mean, you know, the amount of time that we spend sitting in traffic is also, you know, that's a cost. That's less time with your family and doing things you want to do. So this is about giving people choice. You know, people who may need to keep using their cars or have, you know, hopefully a bit of a smoother ride, but those who actually want to get, you know, to a direct place a little bit faster will have that option too.
Over the weekend, when you were announced as the leader of the Labor Party, you sort of said, hey, just give us 72 hours to just get everything in, which I thought was pretty cool. I thought that was funny. At least you said it, you know. And was 72 hours enough to get your ducks in a row, to get your head around everything that you're going to be harangued about for the next 8 weeks, let alone the next 3 years?
It felt like it moved into an episode of 24. You know, where every hour I felt like there was a little countdown. People became very focused on the 72 hours, which I think essentially what
But you said it. That's the thing. This is a thing.
I did. I said it. I basically what I was saying was, guys, give me a bit of time to you know, take a look at where our campaign plan is at, where our policies are at, and do a bit of a rethink.
Be fair to say you're going to miss Game of Thrones today, eh?
Yeah. I think that's for sure. But I feel... you know, pretty content that we delivered on that, in the sense that after that 72 hours, we had a new campaign strategy, new imagery, new taglines, but actually we also had some direction of travel. So straight off the bat, housing, education, environment, key infrastructure were some areas we wanted some more emphasis on, and now people will just wait for us to do those releases.
You said that there's going to be a bit of tweaking going on with the Labor policies. I mean, they're big things to tweak. And, you know,
you got
to ask the question, well, why do they need tweaking? Surely you guys have already talked about it and sussed it out and got a party position on it.
Tweak, and that's why I would use the word tweak, because actually the core stuff that we're focusing on, we're doing that because people have told us they, you know, those issues matter to them. So things like health, housing and education, they didn't come from nowhere. And so for me, it's just putting my own stamp and values on some of those policies and just filling in what I personally felt were a few extra areas we could have done more. So that's what we've been working on, and that's what people will see us release over time.
You have, as far as I know, something like 1,500 new members, registered members of the Labor Party now?
Volunteers.
Is it volunteers? That's an amazing amount of people to get in a couple of days, let alone with your $300,000 worth of donations, which is unprecedented, am I right?
Pretty incredible. I think people, though, had these visual aids around the country when they're driving around and seeing our hoardings and thinking, you guys need a little bit of to replace those. And unfortunately, just physically, it takes like a week to reproduce them, and then logistically a week to ship them around the country. So, yeah, people are going to see those. We're going as fast as we can.
So with that amount of support coming out of those, I mean, that's the sort of thing that's really going to have the government going, whoa, hang on, what? It's not just lesbians and people wearing cardigans who are into the Labor Party. What's going on? Yeah, it's you know what I mean? You're now in a position where you can utilize flex your muscles as far as that sort of stuff goes. How much of it is getting new voters, and how much of it is convincing previous Labor voters, and how much of it is convincing people just simply we can't? I mean, basically, the question I'm going to ask is why is it important for people to vote Labor this election, What are the reasons that that's important? We don't continue on with the government we already have.
Well, I don't mind where those votes come from. You know, I haven't sat down and done an analysis of the percentage that I want from every category. And instead, you know, I've simply looked at the problems that we have and the ways that we can fix them, and a bit of an overarching vision around what people want from New Zealand. I have this sense, and I've had it for a while now, you know, New Zealand is pretty optimistic. You know, if you ask us first blush, are things okay? We'll mostly go, Yeah, things are pretty good. But it doesn't take long if you drill down to be like, actually, I have, you know, worries about X, Y, and Z. I fundamentally believe we can be better than we are. You know, we are a country where no one should be homeless, let's be honest. There's no rational reason why anyone should be homeless in New Zealand. We should have an education system that sets us apart for all of the challenges we've got coming downstream with the future of work. Because we're entrepreneurial, we're creative thinkers, we're innovative, but we haven't done enough to kind of support that and make that really thrive. I think we could be world-leading on environmental issues. None of this fast-following stuff. We should be right at the front, because, again, that would also encourage our economy to really focus on R&D, particularly when it comes to agriculture. So if I'm hoping that anyone that thinks that we can be better than this will jump on board with us. And if that means there are a few people who haven't voted before, then that's all the better.
I'll tell you what, I sat with a good friend of mine on Friday, and he said to me, ask her what she thinks of the Mighty Malamut Lions, mate.
Malamut Lions? Well, I hope the answer to that's obvious.
Yeah, it is now. This is on Friday. He said to me, yeah, Helen used to come to all of our finals. We didn't need to invite her. You know, she used to come just out of, because she was Mount Albert, mate, she was Mount Albert. And then over the weekend, he sends me the copy of the picture of you there. You went down to the bloody Mount Albert Mighty Lions.
I don't know whether or not, I have to ask Helen whether she ever got invited into the changing room.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, well, I mean, that was a bit presumptuous. You just run in there, wasn't it?
Thankfully, I was there before. I didn't walk in halfway. That would have been much more presumptuous. Yeah. No, I'm the patron of the club. So, yeah, that was up until a few games this season, but that was a particularly good one. Apologies, Te Ara Tū Roosters.
Hey, Jacinda, congratulations on becoming the leader of the Labor Party. Good luck for the upcoming general election of New Zealand.
Thank you.
And we look forward to speaking to you again this time next week.
Catch you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye, Heidi.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.